She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. The first thing I'd like to tell you people who buy a used car from any dealer, used car dealer, new car dealer, when you buy a used car, it has a sticker on the window that says, as is, right? As is. Yes, that is true for the engine and transmission, windows, stuff like that. But it is not as is for tires, brakes, suspension, steering, anything safety related. The dealer is required to fix it free, okay? That is the law. They cannot sell an unsafe vehicle. Make sure you remember that. But if the engine blows up, the transmission breaks down, no, they don't need to fix it because it's as is. That's not a safety feature. Okay? If you have a question, give me a call. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Now, the other thing that I wanted to point out is I make a lot of recommendations for you to save money. But how many of you listen and follow the recommendations? How many? I think not many. Okay? Now, the one thing is the legislatures are trying to take ethanol out of the gasoline. Do you think that's a good idea? I know a lot of you out there think it's a good idea. Well, I tell you what. The auto repair shops love that idea because you're going to break your engines and your transmissions. I did the test 2 weeks ago. I took ethanol out of the premium gasoline. Premium. Okay? I tested the octane. It was at 88. Before I took out the ethanol. After I took it out, it was still at 88. Okay? I put it into an older car that had no computer, a 78 Corvette. And I tried to drive it out of the parking lot. It knocked so badly, I couldn't drive it. It really knocked. So I went and put in the ethanol gas again, the one from the gas stations. It didn't knock. Why is that? Ethanol is an anti-knock, folks. It was added to the gas as an anti-knock. It was not added to the gas to help the sugar industry or the corn or whatever they're saying. These people in political office need to get the information right. Ethanol was put into the gas in 2006 because they had to remove the chemical called MTBE, anti-knock. Okay? For those of you that can remember way back in the 50s and 60s, early 70s, okay, nobody ran regular. Everybody ran premium. The premium octane was 100 to 104. Okay? The reason they didn't run the regular is because the regular would knock. The engines would knock. The regular was 98, folks. 98, not 88. Okay? So in 1975, the oil companies dropped the octane. To drop the octane, they had to add in a knock additive. And the knock additive was MTBE. Then they found out later on that it's cancerous and it's bad for the health. Because one eyedropper of MTBE would contaminate 10,000 gallons of water. So, ethanol doesn't contaminate. Ethanol is vodka. Okay? Now, to make it simpler, go back up in history and look at Henry Ford. And when he made the first automobile, folks, the first automobile ran on ethanol. Go look it up. Get on a computer and look up Henry Ford. He claimed back then ethanol would be the best fuel. Now, if, that's the biggest American word, if all these clowns out there talking about how destructive ethanol is, wouldn't it have destroyed everything that Henry Ford made? Huh? Those were old cars. It didn't destroy it. Another thing. I've been using 100% ethanol in my Pantera, a 1973 Pantera, and my 84 Chevy pickup. I didn't change anything. I just added the ethanol. I'm running 100%. None of my seals and in whatever they say got damaged. Okay? And the hose that I use to pump out the ethanol from the drums into containers for people to buy is a heater hose. A normal heater hose is not a fuel hose and it is not damaged. So what's up with this? It damages this and damages that, damages fuel pumps. Another thing. Brazil has been on 100% ethanol since 1955, folks. Go look at it. There's a lot of computers out there. Get on the computer, go click it up. Go check it. Don't believe me. Ethanol brought Brazil out of third world. Okay? They're doing much better than America. What's up with that? Okay, making ethanol from corn and sugar cane and whatever. The tests that we've done on the dynamometer that measures horsepower, okay, shows that the sugar cane from Brazil makes better ethanol than corn ethanol from America. Indy 500 cars all run the Brazil ethanol. The test we made on Hawaiian sugarcane ethanol is much better than Brazil. Okay? Now there's a question on that. Okay? People question it. It's the same as wine. Is all wines the same? No. Why not? It's you, the person who's drinking it, that likes it or don't like it. So, anyway, Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I have an article here that David Snow gave me. It's about Jay Leno. You know, I used to respect that guy. I don't respect him anymore. Because he don't have his facts. All these people that claim ethanol is the one that destroys fuel pumps, fuel lines, seals, etc., etc. I want to know how they prove that it's the ethanol that did it. It's common sense, folks. Okay? How do you know it's the ethanol? Okay? Would the oil companies tell you, oh, by the way, we added something else in the gas other than just ethanol? I have proof. I have a plastic bottle at my office with 100% ethanol, and it doesn't eat up the seals, the plastic bottle, aluminum, fiberglass gas tank. It doesn't harm anything. Okay? So if we made a huge, humongous class action lawsuit on this, what we call slander on ethanol, they're going to have to prove how the ethanol did the damage. Am I right or wrong? You go into court, you cannot say, oh, ethanol was the last thing they added to the gas and it damaged everything. It comes down to proof. I have mine. I have 100% ethanol in a plastic bottle, and nothing happened to any of the articles in there, any of the parts and stuff in there. In fact, one mechanic said that it eats up the Holley carburetor bolts. So, okay, I got a Holley carburetor bowl and I threw it in that ethanol. It's been in there for 5 years. Nothing happened. Then another guy said, oh, it's the water. The water that mixes with the ethanol, or the ethanol attracts water. So that's what causes all the damaging. Now, another common sense thing, hon. How can water damage rubber? Did you ever see water damage rubber? That's a new one on me. Okay? It's so mind-boggling. I put in water with the ethanol, and nothing got damaged. Nothing. I don't understand all this hearsay. I don't know. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Raymond calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Raymond.
Hello. Yes. I am from Pennsylvania. I own a 1956 and a 1957 Corvette from Hawaii. And I've been having a rough time finding any information on it. I've owned it since 1980. And I just keep reaching dead ends if anybody could help me. It was raced in the 1970s by a serviceman, David Williams, who raced at Hawaii Raceway Park.
Mm-hmm.
It was customized. It was silver. Before that, it was blue with black cove. It had been red, blue, different colors from time to time. It was also raced in 1957 by either a Jimmy Pfluger, a Jimmy Castle, or a Pat Mathis. I've been trying to even find pictures of anybody who would have been racing it. So, you know, if I could get pictures, if anyone would have pictures of any of the 56 or 57 Corvettes from that era, or if they know anyone who knew any of the racers, or I'd give them my VIN numbers even to try to find out what they were. The cars were, they're supposedly record holders in Hawaii. And that's when they started with the 1957 Hawaii Speed Weeks. at which time they had famous racers there like Carroll Shelby and Phil Hill. There was a famous race car driver from Hawaii who was killed in those races. But if anybody could come up with anything, my email is 57airbox, A-I-R-B-O-X, @gmail.com, and my phone number is 570-656-3420. I mean, Hawaii was a famous racing area at that time because they had the airfield, and a lot of the affluent people would come over from the mainland and race there.
Mm-hmm.
They even a Teta Rickert, who was a female, whose husband was a physician there, and she used to race horses with him. I also talked with a George Wimberly, who was a automobile historian and an architect, and he had raced MGTDs there.
Mm.
So I mean, several different venues. But like I say, I have seen something on this Jimmy Fluker that he was recently involved in some real estate problems, but I haven't even had an address to contact anybody.
Okay. You have a pencil and paper?
I do.
Okay. Take this number down. And this person is Damian Farias. Damian raced against Jimmy Fluger and all of them.
And how do you spell his name?
I don't know how to spell his last name, but it's Damian Farias. He's the owner of Maui Toyota. So it's 808-537-4447.
4447. And what was his name?
Damian.
Okay.
Call him, and he knows all about these guys.
That is so great. Boy, you're fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay. Who's that?
We have Trudy calling from Waikiki.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So, how's everything today?
Good.
Wonderful. What is about show, this auto show?
What auto show?
I think, what are we having right now going on?
Oh, they have the MDA?
Okay.
Yeah. At the Aloha Stadium.
So the racing?
No, they just have the car show there.
Oh, what kind of car? Like international car, European car, and American car?
All kinds of cars.
Oh, they have a car show. So what tickets do they require?
No, it's just put on by the different car clubs and the MDA. I forgot who was the person in charge of that. But they're going to have music. They're going to have all kinds of stuff.
Event.
Yeah.
Have a lot of food, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Cannot wait to go.
Yes.
So is it today or for tomorrow also?
It's, yeah, today and tomorrow.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it's, I think it's open right now up to 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay. Something interesting. So better go there.
Yeah. Yeah. People are coming from the outer islands to go to that show.
Oh, my goodness. They must have some really high-end luxury car.
Yeah, all kinds of cars going to be there.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
You can hear this on the video as well, on driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks for the call.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damian senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing good. And by the way, anybody who didn't see you on news, you know, it is on the website, on the radio page, so they can see the news story they did. And, you know, one of the interesting things in the news story was, what's his name, Gabbard? Is that the senator?
Gabbard.
Yeah, Gabbard. You know, he made the comment about, well, we were hoping that some company would come in and mm-hmm. sell ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start laughing. This state is the most unfriendly to business state in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your excuse? Well, okay, we can't prove it's bad, but you know what? And besides that, nobody's selling it. How many companies come here, try to do business, and they get driven out? Look at airlines, Super Ferry, the garbage company. I mean, on and on, things you don't need. I see restaurants open and close in 3 months. It's just insane. And you're right. There's just no rhyme or reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if they really wanted it, and he goes, well, you know, we have tax incentives. Yeah, right. I'll never forget, and I'll make this short. I'll never forget a long time ago, I was watching a business channel. And they were interviewing this guy, and he was starting this recycling company or something. And he said when he came to Hawaii, when he went into the room to meet with the people, that all their questions were about, what are you going to do for us? What are you going to do for us? How are you going to pay? What are you going to pay? These are the penalties. You got to get this permit and that. He says he goes to Oregon, and the meeting is, what can we do to get you to come to our state?
That's right.
A completely different attitude on business.
True.
You know, and you see states where, like Texas and even New York, they run ads, no taxes. Because you realize if you bring a company here and people, well, the company's got to pay taxes. No, if you get a company and you say if you employ 1,000 people, you don't get any corporate tax. But you're getting income tax from the people that are working.
That's right.
So you're making money, but people just, you talk to people, and they just don't get it. They're like, well, no, we need to tax them 75%. And I go, what are you talking about?
Calm down, Bob.
I know. It's just the last thing. It's like I said, who walks in Macy's and sees something on sale, Wanda can answer this, and go, oh, I don't want to pay the sale price. I'll just pay the full price. And on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Boy, he got wound up on that one. Okay, who's next?
We have Henry from Foster Village.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, George. I wanted you to comment on something. The latest news is the reason they're trying to do away with ethanol is because they could never find a local supplier and they've been importing it. Can you comment on that?
A few years ago, this guy, a sole heir of Procter & Gamble, the biggest investor we ever had come in to try to start ethanol here in Hawaii. He beat his brains out against the politicians and everybody else for about a year. He finally left. He was going to put in $1.5 billion free to start ethanol here. He knew he was going to die, and he wanted to do something really nice for the best place in the world, Hawaii. But they turned him down. And I have proof. If these politicians want proof, I got it. So, this thing about no investors came in, nobody came in, that's a lot of BS. There are over 25 companies that try to do ethanol here.
Well, okay. I sort of understand that because, in my opinion, Hawaii is, the people in Hawaii are, don't really pay attention to politics. Don't
That's
really
right.
pay attention to issues. And the people that we voted in, don't let anything. They only make rules and laws and legislate for popular items and that's going to get them a couple points. They don't mm-hmm. really try to do what's best for Hawaii. They do what's best for their popularity. Okay, thank you, George.
You're
Goodbye.
Welcome. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Kahala Pete on the line.
Kahala Pete.
Hey, George. I have tried three times to get a hold of Representative Richard Keegan. He sent me a questionnaire, and I've written down several things on it. And what I like, one of the issues that I see that is wrong is they want to convert farmland or agricultural land into build 5,000 homes out there. I think they ought to reverse the question and say, how about we tear your home down and make agricultural land out of it? Because we need the sustainability of vegetables and such. The other thing is I'd like to see through Richard Keegan, who I've invited him to give you a call and discuss these matters. And the other one is weights and measures, is to bring that back along with ethanol. And last week I talked to you about other issues, ethanol safety, handicap placards, cell phone, and stop the rail. And mm-hmm. by the way, voting in Oregon has, if you are a have a driver's license, you're automatically going to get an absentee vote, and that'll boost their voting by 300,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think they ought to do the same, which would increase our voting here by absentee ballot because people are too damn lazy or not interested in going to the polls.
You're right.
So with that, I will get off of the air and let you go on with your program, which I appreciate very, very much.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Okay. You know, he's right. He is right. And every state that I know of, in America, when you go in to try to do a project, they always come out and say, how can we help you? Bob is right. Hawaii, they don't come out and say that. They go against the people. And that's why the people of Hawaii struggle. Less jobs, bad economy, all of that above. It's not necessary, but it happens. And what you're going to do? Okay? The question I have for all of you listening, and you give me a call, 808-296-5467. Question I have is this. We live on an island way out in the Pacific, right? Okay. What happens one day when oil runs out? How are we going to live? You got to look in the future. You cannot look behind. You got to look in the front. But because it can happen. Now, oil companies are not going to tell you, oh, by the way, Hawaii, we're going to run out of oil in a couple of years. No. You gotta be prepared. What is the Boy Scout motto? The motto for the Boy Scout is be prepared. Are we prepared? Is Hawaii ready for oil to run out? Oil runs out. There's no way that we, the people of Hawaii, can go to the mainland, go to any other country, because the planes won't fly and the ships won't sail. So, that being the case, how are we going to have water? Because water is from electricity. Oil makes electricity. Okay? We don't have food. We don't have enough food here to feed everybody. How long will the people of Hawaii live? Did anybody ever think about that? Everybody's cutting down ethanol. So everybody is saying Henry Ford was wrong. Ethanol is not a good fuel. And then Brazil has been on ethanol since 1955. There was no problem there. Okay? China is going to ethanol. Japan is going to ethanol. Even Europe is going to ethanol. Because they know that the oil is going to run out. So, what happened to Hawaii? If Brazil could get out of third world by going with ethanol, couldn't Hawaii do the same thing? And get a better economy? More jobs? Cheaper fuel? Ethanol is a slow-burning fuel. A lot of mechanics, well, so-called mechanics, that say slow burn is no good. Well, when they say slow burn is not good, they're exposing their cards and saying, I don't know anything about mechanics. You want slow burn. You don't want the fast burn. The fast burn does not push the piston down the whole stroke. It just pops it and that's it. I'll give you an example. Those of you that know about drag racing, okay? Top fuel funny cars, when they're going down the quarter mile, you see the flames coming out the pipes? It's slow burn. The slow burn is better. It makes more power. It makes for better mileage. Not the short burn. The low octane is a short burn. Just pop and that's it. That's why you get what is called knocking. Engine knock is from short burn. Because it pops and doesn't push the piston all the way down. So the piston is rattling. There's nothing pushing it. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Anyway, I think it's break time. What do you say, Wanda?
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And yes, this is a live show. It's not a recorded show. Okay? So, give us a call if you have any questions, comments, or whatever. And the 409 music you hear is of the Chevy Impalas and stuff. Back in the old days, the 409 was a big engine, and it was very, very popular until it got replaced in 1965 with the other engine, the 396 and the 427, a different version of engine that is much better than the 409. Okay? So, but back in the old days, those were the days. I mean, cars were cars and people were people. Way, way different from today. I mean, back then, you could see and identify the car 2 blocks away. Today, they all look the same. Imagine if all the human beings looked the same. Wow. Anyway. Okay. Who's on the line?
We have Ernest from IEL.
Hi, Ernest.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I just got back from that old car show down at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was walking around. I have an old car myself. As I was walking around, I met a couple people from the mainland and stuff, yeah? And I don't know how we got into the talk about license plates for the old cars. But this guy, he says, their license plates for the old cars is half the price of the regular price, you know, the
mm-hmm.
registration,
mm-hmm.
you know, in California. And one was in Nevada, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And both of them, they said, that the old cars is something where, you know, the people, they don't run it all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just on the weekends. Well, I just thought I'd bring that up to you so the people that listen to you, maybe they could, you know, think about something like this. We're paying the same price for our license plates as, you know, our regular cars that we used to go to work and stuff like that. Yeah?
Well, they should do that, but knowing your politicians, they never think about the people.
Yeah, well,
that's sad.
That's true. I wish more people would call up and kind of waking up. I'm trying to just waking up people that are sleeping, yeah? Because
mm-hmm.
The license plates we pay, my car, I pay almost $300, yeah? For my, and I probably use them 2 times, if lucky, a month.
You know how much the registration for the old cars in Arizona?
How much?
$20.
You see? And we got to pay the full amount, yeah? I mean, we don't use a car all the time, too. Yes,
that's sad.
I wish somebody would
So what kind of car you got?
I got a Ford, 31 Ford.
What year?
31 Ford.
Oh, Victoria. Wow.
Yeah. I wish you would bring up some kind of subject with some of the guys that are listening to you. You know, I was listening to you several years way back, and I left here, and I'm back again. But anyway, I didn't even know you had a show yet, still going on. So I'll start listening to you from now on again.
Good.
Yeah, but anyway, try see what you can roll.
We'll try.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Roy from Honolulu.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, George. Great show, great callers. And thank you for all the info that you give us on, you know, how the engine operates. But then again, you know, you always tell us, you know, hard to teach people new things. But, you know, most of the people that think like that, it's the same people that used to think the earth was flat. It was round, for
it's
real.
It's flat.
Yeah, to them it's flat.
Yeah,
but
it's flat.
You know, we know it's round, yeah? So that's the scary part, because they still think it's flat. And it's the same one. Like, history is repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, great show. I like it.
Thank you, Roy.
And I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. You know, you're talking about the Impalas. My neighbor had one with the fins. I like that one.
What year?
59, I don't know.
59?
In the 50s and all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The 59 was nice. A lot of people didn't like it, but it had its own character.
Right.
You know, and...
I liked it.
Yeah.
My friend, my neighbor across the street has an Impala, but not with the fins. He's just sitting there, you know, just... not doing nothing to it, but you
got to go over there and tell him, make sure he has a live battery in the car.
Oh.
Because if they don't have a live battery in the car will rust.
Oh.
But as long as the battery is alive, the car won't rust.
Yeah. Okay, well, next time I see him, hard to find him, you know, he works 14 hours a day.
Mm.
But one year, my friend I was driving an Impala with him, running on Kule Road. There's a 76 Union Station.
Mm-hmm.
Went light up the tires right there. Oh, the heads and turns, man. Oh, memories.
Oh, yeah. The good old days.
Yeah, and then, thanks for all the information you're sharing us. So the Indianapolis races do use ethanol.
Oh, yes.
So that's thousands of dollars of equipment there, man. Oh,
oh yeah. Very good. The fuel is very, very good.
Yeah. And then that Saturday I picked up my Toyota Tacoma from Maui Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
So I was coming home on Cunningham Bay Drive, going to Kailua. These guys are driving an old Fiat. It the back sits 500L, and the two guys sitting in the car, the car is so tiny. Looks like a toy, you know, the tire is so small.
Yeah.
I'll be scared driving this thing on Hawaii. but I get good remarks from the pickup truck I got now.
Mm.
So next time I come in, you gotta show me where, you know, you put that rusty vise.
Okay.
But is it, how do you know if the thing's working? Is there light on there or something?
Yeah. No? There's a little light.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
There's someone there.
All right.
Take care.
Okay. Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. If you have any question or whatever.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes. Giddy
up, giddy up. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call. 808-296-5467. Okay? And, you know, I'm really disappointed in the lawmakers trying to take out the ethanol from the gas and these other so-called mechanics that say ethanol's no good. It's really sad that people don't research and study what the problem is. Like I was just telling David Snow, you all assume it's the ethanol doing whatever it's doing. But you don't know what else was added to the gas. How can ethanol be damaging if you can drink it? How can it be damaging? Think about that. How can it eat up seals, damage engines, but yet you can drink it? Go get a bottle of vodka, folks, and look at the ingredients. It's 70% ethanol, 30% water. So, can you drink gasoline? I don't think so. Okay? That spill, the molasses spill that they had at Honolulu Harbor, that's what we make ethanol from. Now, if that was ethanol that spilled, the fishes wouldn't die. They get drunk, and they probably ask for more, but it's not a poison. Well, the electronic rust-proofing device is excellent. I wouldn't recommend it on the show if I didn't test it and I didn't know if it worked. It does work. But it's up to you. If you want to save your car from rust damage down the road, then install this electronic rust-proofing device. Harvey Maeda on Kauai has it. Harvey's number, 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey also has that good Royal Purple, HPS motor oil, and ethanol. Okay? And we at Nita's Auto Repair have that electronic rust-proofing device, ethanol, and the Royal Purple. So, just give Todd a call, 847-5554. Now you can call the station and let me know if you have a question, comment, or whatever at 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Paul from Nanakuli.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Okay.
I just got a question about warranties. I took in on my car recently. It's a Chevy 2012 Chevy Silverado, and it was still covered under the powertrain warranty. And the guys originally told me that the work that needed to be done, it engine is something to do with the engine, a camshaft, everything was covered. But a couple of days later, the guy called me back and said there's one part that is not covered that I would pay out of pocket.
What part?
It was something to do with part of the, I'm sorry, I don't have the exact wording for it. Something to do with the camshaft also a part. But he said that wasn't covered, but I was like, wait, you need to take the camshaft off to get to that part, so wouldn't that be covered? The guy said no, so I was just wondering if you...
What?
Yeah.
Who told you all this?
This is the service guy.
Oh.
For a Chevrolet dealer.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because warranty is warranty.
Exactly. He said, at first, I told him whatever needed to be done, as long as it's covered, I'm fine with that. And so he said it was okay, but a couple of days later, he called me back, said there's a particular part that wasn't covered, that part included with labor cost me out of pocket $600 something. You told me everything was covered, so.
That don't sound right.
Yeah.
Try find out what the part was.
Yes.
And let me know.
Okay.
Give me a call at 847.
Yeah.
5554.
5554.
Right.
Okay. Appreciate it, Judge.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have a question, comment, announcement, whatever. Okay? Tinting the glass is good because it keeps the glass intact. Should something hit it, it would not shatter all over you. So glass tinting is good, but not super dark. To the legal limit. Okay? Now, the other thing again I'm going to bring out to you, and it's up to you, the people of Hawaii, to get a hold of your representatives, pull them by the ear, and say, enough of this safety check. The safety check is not being done right, is not being enforced, and it's just money out of your pocket, and it's an accident waiting to happen. Okay? We came across a 1978 Corvette that was just recently safety checked, where all four tires were cracked severely. Okay? I mean, really severely. It passed safety check.
Wait, how long ago was the safety check?
1 month. And here's another thing. Right tail light wasn't working, and the left reverse light wasn't working.
Well, just from looking at the car, it still looked good, so they figured pass it.
No. See, if the safety check department was to do every article on the list, they could not do it for $20, $25, even $30. Okay? Because a mechanic is going to take all 1 hour to do a thorough check. Now, the mechanic is making $25 an hour. Who's going to charge $20 an hour to have a safety check done? Only the politicians do things to lose money. Private business never do that and lose money. And that's why Hawaii is in the financial situation we're in. Okay? Now, just take, for example, a car passes safety check. Okay? And it crashes into a whole bunch of children. They all die. Are the parents going to say, oh, well, that's too bad, so sorry, and leave it go? No. They're going to sue the deep pockets. And the deep pockets is the state of Hawaii. Okay? Is that worth it? Oregon does not have safety check. 40 states in America don't have safety check. Only the dumb states like Hawaii have safety check. Okay? The other states, they put the responsibility on the car owner. If a policeman sees the car has bald tires, he'll tag that person. Pull him over and tag him. And the tag, a citation, is $400 for that problem. because it's so high and expensive, people take it on their own to have the car checked to make sure they don't get a ticket. That's the problem with our laws today. Like driving, using the cell phone and texting, how much is the fine for that? It's not much. But if the fine was $400 or $500, oh, they think about that. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, the electronic rust-proofing device that we announce all the time is very good, folks. But if you have an older car and you don't hardly use it, make sure the battery does not die. Because when the battery dies, rust forms. As long as the battery's alive, no, you're okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Pam from Manoa.
Hi, Pam. Hello. Hi.
Oh, hi, George. I was wondering if you had a recommendation for a tinting company for, you know, window tinting in cars.
Oh, okay. I recommend Pro Tint Hawaii.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Pro Tint Hawaii.
Okay.
You want the number?
Oh, that would be great.
Okay. 341-9798.
341-9798. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, can they fix if it's just a small little bit that was is kind of torn off? I mean, it's smaller than an eraser head, but it just bothers me. Do they have to re-tint the whole window, or do
yeah, they got to do the whole window?
Oh, bummer. Okay. 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 Well, thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Kahala Pete on the line.
Hi, Kahala Pete.
Hey, George. Don't forget, on the cell phone, with the new law, if they ever go through with it, they confiscate the phone on the scene, and once you have gone through the court procedure, then you get your phone back. That'll stop them from texting and using the cell phone while driving.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And I mentioned that to Keegan. I've called him 3 times, and thus far I haven't been able to get to him himself.
You know, it's so sad, yeah, when your employee doesn't answer the phone.
Right. I've talked to his secretary twice, and I called his personal phone, and he's not available.
That's not right.
No, it's not.
In private industry, that person's fired.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep trying, though.
Good.
Okay, take care, be safe.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, so, folks, get involved, okay? The ethanol is not a bad thing, it's a good thing. If it wasn't good, Henry Ford would never have run all these old cars on ethanol. Take care of each other and drive safe. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.